5 years ago, Ellen Kleinart Cohn's autistic son, Wes, was being driven home by his coach in South Florida. On the way there, his coach made a pit stop.
He was brought into a lounge where it was basically you wouldn't bring somebody, it was called the Cheetah Lounge, and you wouldn't bring somebody into that. So he was supposed to be going out for a bite to eat. We had a lot of faith in this person that, you know, went places with a lot of the kids.
Kleinart Cohn says the coach paid for Wes to get a lap dance, despite his protests and repeated requests to leave. He was in his mid-20s, but she says her son is essentially a child with the mentality of a 14-year-old. But that's not the way he was treated when he tried to report what happened to law enforcement.
We went to the police at that time, and they pretty much laughed it off. And because, I guess, because he had autism, they didn't get it. They didn't really care. And this was 14 months after the incident, which occurred in January of 2010.
Kleinart Cohn says if police had taken him seriously, charges of sexual abuse may have been brought. She and her husband eventually took their case to their local lawmakers, Delray Beach Republican Representative Bill Hager and Margate Democratic Senator Jeremy Ring.
Our goal is to lessen the probability of this happening to people like Wes during the interview process. You know, the people that are similarly situated to Wes with autism, mental, you know, disabilities, that they should not be taken advantage of like this.
If passed, the bill would mandate a mental health expert be present during any interview of a developmentally disabled person, whether they're a suspect or a victim. Ryan Bank, WJCT News.